Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. Oliver Ford Davies is a Laurence Olivier Award-winning actor and critically acclaimed Shakespearean performer who played Polonius in the Royal Shakespeare Company's production of Hamlet, and he's currently performing at the Brooklyn Academy of Music here in New York as the Duke of York in Richard II and Justice Shallow in Henry IV, Part 2. Oliver Ford Davies also might be familiar to you. He played Maester Krayson in Game of Thrones and C.O. Bibble in episodes 1 to 3 of the Star Wars trilogy. But today, the day before the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death, Mr. Davies joins us to talk about performing Shakespeare in China and the joy of acting for an American audience.
Well, I've been doing Shakespeare most of my life. In fact, I first played the Brooklyn Academy 40 years ago in Shakespeare. And I came to Bam Harvey in 2000 with Ray Fiennes doing Coriolanus and Richard II. In New York, actually, although there's Shakespeare in the Park and there's us, there isn't a great deal more Shakespeare, actually. I would have thought that Broadway could have found a celebrity and have put a Hamlet on Broadway or something, or Romeo and Juliet, but that hasn't actually happened.
Yeah. What are audiences like these days versus, I don't know, 30 years ago, sitting in the crowd for Hamlet?
I put hand on heart and say this, I find American audiences particularly receptive to Shakespeare, both in comedy, in laughing, but also you can tell by little gasps, intakes of breath, little murmurs, that they are getting really quite subtle points and that they are reacting to them in a way, actually, that British audiences don't. So we really like playing America.
And what does that say about us? Do you think we're more receptive to the subtleties or maybe more willing to express?
I think more willing to express, really. Yeah, there's something much more upfront about Americans.
What do you think American audiences get from Shakespeare in the sense of, you know, I always had the feeling, as enjoyable as it was, that it's a measure of cultural attainability for Americans, that maybe for Brits isn't the same thing.
I think that's true to an extent. We had this interesting thing because before coming to New York, we did 4 weeks in China. We played Beijing, Shanghai, Hong Kong. And of course, in Beijing and Shanghai, the Chinese don't know these plays at all. And we were worried that they just turned up because he's an icon, because it was a sort of upper middle class thing to do, a status symbol to go
Western
to Shakespeare. But in fact, their reaction was very, very immediate, and the concentration of the audience was such, I thought, you know, there is a universality about Shakespeare that works in China as much as anywhere else.
Was there simultaneous translation?
There were screens at the side with the Chinese on. The funny thing there was that the Chinese tend to put the important word at the beginning of the sentence. So sometimes the audience would get the joke before the joke had actually been delivered. So this was very galling for Falstaff, who hadn't actually got to the punchline and the audience were already laughing.
One of the things I never understood about actors like you and their ability to perform and deliver Shakespeare, really, simply, is memorization. The length of the plays, the length of the speeches, but in language that we no longer use. Can you enlighten me as to how
that's
done?
Well, the first thing to say is that any great dramatist writes rhythmically. Rhythm is always easier to memorize. And of course, in verse, which has a sort of regular iambic pentameter, that actually is easier to memorize. It's in the way that you often find old people can remember poems that they learnt as children, just as they can remember the words of songs. You know, the rhythm has stayed with them. But you have to practice, and it is true that some of the language is archaic. This is one of the things about Shakespeare, that he works so well in foreign countries, and it's not because of the beauty of the language. It's because of plots and universality, etc., etc. But also they're aided by the fact that, of course, in translation, you can, to an extent, modernize it. You can make it more accessible.
Now, I would argue also in terms of plot, you did do a turn in Game of Thrones, we have to mention,
yes,
because it's so very popular right now.
Yeah.
The parallels are unmistakable, especially in terms of plot. Now, kings and queens, we all get it. But the plot-driven, conniving, royal family machinations, these things are right out of Shakespeare.
For example, having just been to China, they're very, very aware of all feudal warlords And different dynasties of emperors and all that kind of thing, of all civil war going on throughout their history. So it's something that's universal, actually, whether it's the Mahabharata in India or whatever. And one of the themes that really interested Shakespeare was the murderous rivalry of brothers and of best friends. He went on about this, and that's something that speaks to all countries, I
think. Speaking of Hamlet, which I keep coming back to, you played Polonius, one of my favorite characters of all time. Help me understand a little bit what it was like to inhabit the role of that conniving, sometimes bumbling and sometimes crafty little man, Polonius.
Yeah. Well, I love playing Polonius. He wrote Polonius at considerable length. It's twice the length of the part of Gertrude, for example, the Queen. And you think, now, why have you written him at such length? Well, he just loved it. And the thing about Polonius is the first two scenes introduce him as a very tough father, a conniving father. He sends a spy to watch over his son in Paris. He seems very tough and not comedic. And then the third scene, he does what I can only describe as stand-up comedy. It's suddenly, Shakespeare says, having established this guy as quite a dangerous, conniving Secretary of State, as it were, I'm now going to show you a bumbling comedic side to him.
You've driven us right to where I'd like to go, Oliver Ford Davies. I wonder if I might spring something on you.
Okay.
Since you played Polonius, I absolutely love Polonius's advice to his son, Laertes, in Act 1, Scene 3.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's something that you have off of the top of your head, but if you'd indulge me, I'd love to hear a bit.
This, above all, to thine own self be true, and it must follow, as the night the day, thou canst not then be false to any man. Farewell, my blessing season this in thee.
Most humbly do I take my leave, my lord. Advice from William Shakespeare via Polonius, via Oliver Ford Davies, Shakespearean actor currently on stage at the Brooklyn Academy of Music here in New York.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.